Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, I remember when I was in Washington, D.C., and I was walking on these, I don't know what you call them, they're trails in between the Washington Monument and the Capitol, and I was going to all of these places, and it's covered with gravel. And as I was walking, I knew that I should be making noise because I was walking on gravel. You should have been able to hear it. But I honestly listened, and I couldn't hear a single thing. It was like it was just totally quiet, and I thought, this is really unusual. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then we left from there and went straight to the Shenandoah National Park, and I walked on the Appalachian Trail, and I was out there, and I mean every footstep, it was like it was loud. It was like it could be heard a long distance, and I got to thinking, and you know what the deal was? The ambient noise in Washington, D.C., there were so many trains and there was so many traffic and so much plane and there was people and loudspeakers, and the outside noise was so loud that you couldn't hear yourself walking on this gravel. But when you got out on the Appalachian Trail and there was nothing there, it sounded really loud. And the truth is, see, that just like that, your heart is speaking to you 24 hours a day, every minute of every day. God has revealed himself to you, but the noise of this world just drowns out this still small voice that's on the inside of us. And this is what Paul is beginning to say. He said, "For the wrath of God has already been revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of man." Not some of it. Not a lot of it, not for Christian people, not just for people that live in the United States. Every sin, all unrighteousness, all ungodliness that is ever committed on the earth, there is something on the inside of a person that knows it's wrong. Now, you can deaden yourself to it, and the rest of this chapter goes on and talks about how you deaden yourself and get calloused to the voice of God. But this is on the inside of every single person. Every single person. The next verse says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath revealed it unto them." You don't have to have somebody come tell you about God. There is an intuitive knowledge of God on the inside of every person. And some of you may think, "Oh, I didn't know anything about God." No, the truth is you did. When you were young, you were innocent, and God was speaking to you, and every person in here at one time knew that there was only one God and you are not Him. Every person knows that. But you know what? After a while, you can get so off into weirdness and get to where you live out of your mind instead of out of your heart that you can harden yourself and you can look back and think, "Well, I never knew there was a God." No, you knew there was a God from the time you were a little kid. You'll hear some people, I had people in Vietnam tell me that they were atheists, and they said, "There is no God." And I said, "You know better." And they said, "No, I don't have any conviction." And they'd stand there and they'd curse God and say, "God, if you're real, come strike me dead." And they'd do things like that and saying, "See, I have no fear of God, nothing." And I told this one guy one time, I said, "You know, that's like a grasshopper standing on a railroad track and saying, if there's really a train, then run over me and kill me." And I said, "You're so insignificant. Do you think that they're going to send a train out here to run over a grasshopper?" I said, "Here you are saying, 'God, if there's a God, kill me.'" I said, "Man, who are you to think that God is going to stop everything to come strike you with lightning?" And these people would say, "There isn't a God. I don't believe that there's a God." But you know what? When the bombs got to dropping and the bullets were flying, the atheists were going, "God, help me." They were crying out to God. It's a mind game. There may be somebody in this auditorium says, "I don't believe there's a God." You aren't telling the truth. I stick a gun to your head and you'll say, "God." I quit arguing with people about whether or not there's a God. You can't argue a person into it in their head. In their heart, every one of us knows that there's a God. There are no exceptions to this. You can go into the countries that the communists tried to obliterate the mention of God. Albania, they took the crosses off of the gravestones. It was against the law to mention God, to mention Jesus. They outlawed Christianity. And then when the Iron Curtain fell and stuff, did you know that there were hundreds, thousands of people that they all knew there was a God and they were hungry, and there's a huge revival going on in Albania. We were in Romania just 1 month after Ceausescu was killed, and it was against the law to be a Christian, and they said that there was no God. It was an atheistic state. We were there 1 month after Ceausescu was killed, and we had 10,000 Bibles, and we stood on a street corner and gave out 10,000 Bibles in 4.5 minutes. The people came and took them, and they cried and thanked us. They knew there was a God. They may not have known him, but they knew in their heart. And this is what this is saying. And then in verse 20, it says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." Not opaquely seen. They're clearly seen. "Being understood by the things which are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." This is what the Bible says. Some people will tell you, "I have no conviction." They're lying. They're either lying, or the rest of this chapter goes on and says that even though this is true, and every person at one time had a revelation from God, you can harden yourself towards it. And you can push God away, and if you push far enough, you can become what the Bible here in down here in one of these verses says, that you become reprobate. That means that God takes all conviction away from you. In John chapter 6, verse 44, it says, "No man can come unto the Father except the Spirit draw him." If the Holy Spirit quits dealing with you and drawing you, you are damned. You have no ability. Human nature will keep you from seeking after God and understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, "The natural man," talking about, it doesn't matter if you're Christian or non-Christian, just the natural you, the part of you that's not born again, the natural man understands not the things of the Spirit of God, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. You have to have the Holy Spirit reveal God unto you. You can't figure it out on your own. It comes by revelation. This is why some people reading the Bible and they say the Bible is so hard to understand, because they're reading it with their peanut brain. The Bible's not written to your brain. It's written to your heart. Now, you read it with your brain, but it has to be your heart that enlightens it. It has to be the Holy Spirit that gives you revelation of it. And there are some people trying to figure God out. You can't figure him out. But if you would sit there and respond, he will teach you and show you in your heart. And you can know that there is a God. You can clearly see it to where you understand that there is a Godhead. That's talking about more than just the Father. You can understand Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. You can understand that God is manifest in more than just one way. You can understand things even like the Trinity, so that there is no excuse. There is going to be no person ever stand before God that says, "God, it wasn't fair. I didn't know that you existed." There is no such thing. Every person that's ever breathed on this planet, if they were a deaf mute and never heard a person say anything and never had any contact with anybody else, in their heart, they knew that there was a God. Psalms chapter 19 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. His firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech. Night unto night shows knowledge." There is no speech. There is no language. There is no tongue where this voice hasn't gone forth. It doesn't matter who they are. Every person who's ever lived on the face of the earth has this intuitive knowledge that there is a God, and they understand him so that they are without excuse. Nobody has an excuse. All of those things I've said are true. But then in verse 21, and this is the verse I've been working towards, verse 21 tells you that even though all of this is true, you can harden yourself. You can reject it. You can walk away from the things of God. It doesn't happen automatically. It doesn't happen quickly. It takes time to become as dull and insensitive to God as we hear and see people being today. It's taken hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times of denying that simple witness of God in our heart for people to become insensitive to God. But it can be done. And this begins to describe the process. And so what I want to do is say that if at one time all of us had a sensitivity to God, like you can take a little kid. And you know what? Little kids just love God. They're simple. Jesus said, unless you become like a child, you can't even enter into the kingdom of God. Little children are just trusting and they believe and they open up their heart and they can receive. At one time, every one of you was open to God. Every one of you knew God at one time. But there are things you can do to stop that and to hinder it and reverse it. And you know, this is what I was saying earlier. I believe in revival, but I don't believe that revival is up to God and God just touches you and all of a sudden everything has changed. You're the one that controls revival. You have to open your heart up. And if you want to harden yourself, God is a gentleman. He won't force himself into your life. He will not make you serve him. He will not make you believe. You have to seek it. You have to pursue God. And if you don't pursue him, he will not be found. It says over in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, that's a real popular verse. It says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And the next verse says, in verse 12, have you got that? Then shall ye call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And then verse 13 says, you shall seek me, and you shall find me, when you shall search for me with all of your heart. Not part of your heart. Not just say, God, I got 5 minutes before I've got to go watch television, and I'll give you 5 minutes, and if you'll change my life in the next 5 minutes, I'll serve you. No, you got to search with all of your heart.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU19 titled, What About Your Values? When you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to consider coming to our Caris Bible College, or we have different ways that you can take advantage of this. We not only have the Caris Bible College that's here in Colorado Springs, but we have extension schools scattered around the world. I think we now have like 15 schools with two or three more scheduled to come online soon. And there's correspondence courses. There's actually an online Bible school that you could participate in. But the main thing is, it's just putting the Word of God in your heart. That's the most important thing that you will ever do. And that's what our Caris Bible College is all about. And I promise you, it would transform your life. Preparation time is never wasted time. So check it out. Our Caris Bible College, you can go to our website, AWMI, or you can call 719-635-1111.